It seems that throughout the history of Earth, people have been born into our planetary vibration who are not Earth natives, that is, they have not incarnated into the physical from Earth's spiritual densities, but from elsewhere. They are true extraterrestrials in that their previous experiences of places elsewhere in the universe, they are true Earth natives in that they have gone through the process of birth, entering first the spiritual realms of Earth and from there incarnating into our physical plane just as any Earth entity would do. During the birth process, the apple usually loses the memory of his extraterrestrial past. He is truly of this planet as he enters its physical plane. His purpose in coming to Earth is twofold. First, he hopes to advance his own vibration or thinking by experiencing the strong catalyst of our physical world. It is a sort of trial by fire approach. The chance to advance more rapidly than is possible in less dense vibrations. Secondly, he hopes that he will be able to reawaken the dormant memory of why he came to Earth, and so be able to carry out his mission of service to Earthmen by helping to increase their awareness of universal reality. It is not a foregone conclusion that the apple will remember who he is and what his mission is, but most apples have at least a strongly developed tendency towards meditation and contemplation, so that gradually many are indeed able to recapture at least a portion of that memory. Here is the portion of other tongues which deals with this. There were several statements made in the sources speak that are significant in connection with these wanderers or apples. Seeds may be planted but they can rot and never reach maturity. This means that the people of outer space knew what was going to develop on Earth. They planted some of their own people here, salted them away like apples. But every seed that is planted or salted away does not grow and reach maturity. It may rot in the ground because of many conditions. Therefore some of the wanderers now on Earth do not know who they are lost in the ways of the Earth, and on physical death will return to their own worlds. They will be none the worse for their experience, except that their mission will not be accomplished. Space intelligences knew that a certain percentage of the apples would fall by the way, therefore enough of them incarnated into Earth bodies to make up for this inevitable deficiency. 1. The source who channels through Nadi Yolanda says much the same thing. You have people who have come from other planets who know no such thing as life on other planets, who even may not believe in life on other planets. Yet, they are in your Earth's atmosphere waiting, living the life, normal, so-called average, everyday, prosaic lives, according to you who are studying, and they still are receiving. Their teachers are around them. Their high selves know who they are and what their destiny is. Not everyone will succeed. Many will go through the life experience and never be aware, and waste or not make gain. But they are neither to be judged nor condemned. 2. The concept of there being entities from other worlds is an intriguing one to many people who indeed have never felt at home on this planet, living the Earth life. In general, apples are said to be poorly suited to the third density vibration, and have problems adjusting to the socio-economic web of our culture. Indeed, often they also have persistent health problems. But they do not appear alien or extraordinary. They are just people. There are many people on Earth that don't really belong here. This doesn't mean that they came here aboard a flying saucer, disembarked, put on a tweed suit, polished up their English language and moved into the house next door. It does mean, however, that there is a special class or order of beings in the universe that are different from the rest because of the fact that they wander from one world to another, and from one system to another. 3. These people, however, tend to be set apart by their inherent bias towards the kind of love and brotherhood-oriented message that the Confederation is bringing. That is what it is hoped will happen to the apples, that they will awaken and remember that they are here to give light to planet Earth. From the early Williamson book, the sources speak, Bonner speaking. There are now many young people in your world who understand our message. They will accept it quickly for they are of the new age. The great awakening is here. Many of our people are in your world now. 4. And, from Nadi Yolanda, we have contacted key units because they are teaching this new understanding or Aquarian development now. That is why we come through in this way. Why do we not come through to your government heads or your very educated scientists, education, to your way of thinking? Of course. Because they could not change the temperature of the mass consciousness, for they do not believe in thought transference or thought control or thought power. But your key units do, and that is why we contact them primarily, secondarily, because they are us. Many of them have incarnated purposely from our realms, dimensions, and other planets to do this work, knowing how to do it. We ask you to remember it. We ask you, and stimulate you through our control and through our interest in you and through our mental communication and spiritual education with you, to do this. That is why we have concentrated for so many years, 25 years, to use a loose segment of time, in teaching these New Age thoughts to those already planted, so they could begin to regulate the thought temperature of mass consciousness. It takes time. Now is the time for us to show ourselves and to make the project a physical manifestation. 5. The extraterrestrial source known as Ishkamaradzic's footnote on apples, by mutual agreement between a planetary dweller and an inhabitant of our craft, the knowledge and the memory of one of us may be blended with the planetary without the loss of the receiver's identity. The one from our group adds only his knowledge to the planetary dweller, and the abandoned body is disseminated. This blending may not take place without mutual agreement between the beings involved, and the planetary dweller must fully agree and desire this blending. We seek, therefore, not to take, but to give. We, however, are not alone in our interests in your world. There is in existence with us another group. Their interests are not necessarily harmful toward you, yet their methods are in direct opposition to ours. They also have interfered with the development of your planet. They wish to reach their ends, not by cooperation, but by control and domination. You must reach a high level of mental development and knowledge to be able to understand our purposes. We have attempted to gain your cooperation for thousands of years. We have been vigorously opposed by the other group. We must achieve our goal by guidance of your kind, but we must desire guidance for us to be of assistance to you. 6. This source describes a type of apple which is no doubt very heavily in the minority. There must be very few of these around. But I do think they exist. However, our main interest in this chapter is to explore the concept of the apple developed by Williamson and others. For I do think that there are very many of these apples among us today. As I said, few if any serious researchers paid any real attention to Williamson's and others' contactee information, since it seemed to be unsupported in any way and quite unverifiable. It may be that this situation has changed now, to some extent, for I have found interesting evidence which supports this contactee information about apples. I started doing age regression hypnosis in 1955. The general technique is to produce the deepest state of hypnosis possible in a particular subject, and then suggest a retrograding of memory, back through childhood, and then to birth. Most people are able under hypnosis to remember and describe in exhaustive detail not only the exact environment into which they were born but the details of the delivery, sensation by sensation. The subconscious mind seems to store memory independently of the normal functioning of conscious perceptions. The subject is now at the point of birth into this world, and the suggestion is made that he go further back in time, and remember what has occurred previous to this birth. Most subjects relate several Earth lives as the guide patiently listens and asks questions of the subject. Many, many people are true Earth children in the spiritual sense, and in age regression you find their trail as it leads through tinker, tailor, merchant, thief, etc. However, every once in a while I have come across subjects who, when regressed beyond birth, leave our earth planes entirely. These seeming apples that I have uncovered give information that correlates substantially with Williamson's apple data. I have selected material from my files on three of these apples because they independently claimed to have known each other as extraterrestrials, and thus their testimony forms a fuller picture, one story fitting into the next. I have edited out the parts of the regressions having to do with this life. I have deleted the names of the three subjects and substituted the initials A, B, and C to indicate the identity of the speaker. As you follow this story through, please remember that I am not suggesting that all the apples come from this one place described by these three subjects. Apples come from many places. Their cultures and personal details vary widely. What they have in common is their motive and mission here on Earth. I am including the personal details concerning this one small group's life in another world, however, because it adds a depth to their fascinating story. We start with the physical appearance of these people. They look quite human and rather Nordic. COK, your OWN skin, your OWN color would be described most clearly as what? Very light. Blonde. Whitish. No. Yellow. They are. I keep seeing just one man there. Pick that man out and just concentrate on him. He is tall. There is much bright vibration coming from him. It's very hard to explain appearances. He has long hair. Is his head covered at all? Just by vibration, by white. We see each other and he smiles. How do you feel about the exchange of glances and that smile? I feel that he is somehow important to me, but right now, he's just a good man. We are wearing robes. That is my impression, white, robes. Appearances don't mean anything, but there's vibration. But he has such a kind face, all full of light. Is his face bearded, shaven? No, it's. He has no hair on his face. And the color? It is a golden color. His height would be about what, in terms of feet and inches? About 7 feet. In terms of pounds, his weight would be about what? He is so slender. Very light. You just pass him and continue on your way. Yes. One great difference between our Earth race and theirs seems to be the aging factor. They count time in quite a different way. You are about how old? Pause. It doesn't mean anything. How long have you been there? My body's size is not as tall as this one, but mine has been there for a long time. Age is a hard thing. I cannot see age. I feel old. I feel young. I feel wonderment at what I've seen. Very well. Are the other people older or younger than you are? They seem to be perhaps a little older. Once again, age here doesn't show. Well, it shows, but it's not connected with numbers. It is simply physical appearance. I feel very old, and yet when I saw myself I was not old. Today we simply have a different physical appearance. See, let's go back to age 26 then. 1, 2, 3, snap. All right. I seem to be rather old. Then your year is different from an Earth year, then, isn't it? Yeah, must be. And your appearance? And your mate's appearance? How would you appear to be? Just the same, but old. Your appearance does not change, but you just physically deteriorate, then? It's a slowing down of energy, as much as anything. The normal mode of person-to-person communication seems to be telepathy, but do you communicate verbally, by sound? Not very much. No. Most of it is mind reading. Telepathy. There is not much use for words with the teachers. But yes. What about communicating with another individual? Is it by verbal communication, by voice form? Did you talk or listen? There was some of that, but mostly minds. You had mouth and voices and ears. So you could communicate if you wanted to? Yes. But much was done with mind. There. The importance was done with mind. These other worlders seem to enjoy considerably more freedom than we as regards the boundaries of consciousness. They have the ability to move out of the physical body in consciousness, very much at will. There are many on Earth who have had such experiences, but it is not common here, it seems to be common there. One apple mentioned by George Hunt Williamson, Nikola Tesla, certainly used the other dimensions while he was here. He is reported to have been able to visualize his inventions in precise detail. He would say to someone, "Here is my experiment. Can't you see it? I've been running it for 3 days. Tomorrow I'll disassemble it and inspect it for wear. The observer could see nothing. Yet with these invisible experiments, Tesla made significant advances in science, and is the father of alternating current theory and application. Tesla was using the power of his mind to create devices on the finer planes of existence. See talks about these planes. Well, in the body, there is a great difference in the potential there. It is known to be greater, so that there are many more different kinds of people there than here. Am I to take it that you are talking about leaving your body? Not exactly. It is an extension with oneness with the body, yet the dimension extra other than you can work in and affect you here, and it is real, and it is a lot of fun. It is not a leaving of the body, it is not a dissociation from the body, it is an extension of intelligence, not through the body but the other way around. First the dimension, which means you can move in and out of the body into the extensions of the body into different dimensions, then by these it is much more easy to be helpful. It is difficult to be of use when kept within the body, without the other dimensions. Yet there were dimensions there that we could not enter although we knew of them. To these apples on their home planet, death does not seem to pose the threat it tends to on Earth. Life and death seem to be perceived with some clarity as one flowing substance. See, all right. I believe you are going to leave the life here soon. Yes. You will not approach the age of 30. Number is it a traumatic experience? Not at all. All right. Will you go to that point? My heart stopped. That's all. Is your mate with you? He was. Yes. He was. And what happened to him? I don't know. He's still alive. He stayed by where I was for a while. After life had left the body, is there a soul as we know a soul, and what happens to it? Yes. I stayed there for quite some time. Which would mean for a few days, or a few weeks, or... I waited for my mate. He taught for some months. Yes. Is he aware of your presence? Oh, yes. Be you leave that planet? When you leave, will you die a death, or will you just transfer or move on? How will it work out? It has to do with the ship, but... I will have to leave here, but I don't understand about the death. When it... I just know. I believe the leaving takes place without the body, but it has to do with a ship. But the will. There is a body, but it is not the same as a tangible one. That one is. I believe. It is unnecessary for the journey. Then how does the separation take place? Will you go up to that point, and tell me step by step, how does the soul get into the ship and leave the body? If that's what happens, I'm... SS. I'm on a... I look. Looking, over the temple can see it. The time. Somehow the leaving is connected with that. With the ship. I see them. Herota. Will you go on up to the departure, and describe it very carefully for me? I am old. Old. How does it take place? How do you get there? How do you get into the ship? Does this take place? It seems. It seems that the old beloved shell is no longer needed and, as we go in the ship, we become new. We become new and young, but not with physical bodies at this time, but new and young. Sigh. Spirit bodies like, bodies, but not the same. But the sadness of leaving disappears with the old shell that was much loved. And we're new and ready. Sigh. So we begin to get a picture of the tall, fair race of people that live in many-dimensioned life, whose basic consciousnesses dwell less on the things of the body and more on the things of the finer planes than perhaps do ours on Earth. What sort of environment do these apples enjoy? First, it is definitely stated that the planet is not Earth. Do you know where you are? Are you on Mother Earth? Number, do you have any idea where you are? No. Be United States, or Europe? No, no, it's no place that I've seen on Earth. I don't think it's part of Earth. It's no place that I've seen here. But I don't know. Though the planet is not Earth, it seems to be quite Earth-like. Okay. Is there an atmosphere? Yes. See, does the planet have an atmosphere? Is it solid, like this one? The planet's a lot like this one. Same gravity? No, not quite. Slightly easier to get around. But very similar. Very similar. What is IT like? Nice. Much water, little land, great riches in the ocean, great minerals. Ah, that's it. That's why they're all metal. They refers to the buildings the subject had just talked about. B. Do you have lakes, rivers, streams, oceans? There is water. Okay. Do you have fish? I don't know. There is much water. Their planet, call it Otherworld, has the same day-night that we do, suggesting that they also revolve. But do you get tired, and rest and sleep? Yes. Is there always darkness, or is the light and then dark? Light and then dark. There is day and then night. Yes. B. Now, you mentioned, Herod, that IT was daylight, and the sun was shining. Is IT also night time? There is. I don't see that there is night now, but I know that there is. There seem to be cities and country, though apparently not like our rural areas. Be all right. Now, where do you live? Where is all this taking place? This place is removed from a city, but it's perfect. It's not like wild country, it's perfect. It's harmonious. Not in the city. Like the country, but there's a sidewalk that goes from down the hill up the hill. I'm up the hill. There's almost a circle where I am. And then down the hill again. How many entities were on that planet? I don't know. Thousands? I don't know. I have impressions that there were cities. This was not part of it, exactly. Millions? Many, but I don't really see the rest. I see a part, here. Here is some description of the cities on Otherworld. Streets, people, metal buildings. Do you have a home? It seems like I am just walking down the street, down this long. Okay, tell me about the streets. And about the people, and the transportation. I don't see any transportation. People are out on the streets. I am just walking, and there are children. I play. They all wave. A very happy time. See, it seems like what I saw was a lot of metal, like metal buildings, something like that. Go ahead with IT. Okay. It seems that I am a young boy or girl of apparently another world. Go ahead with IT. And the world has metal buildings. And now, as best you can, tell me about these buildings. Windows, roofs, walls, lights. They've got glass tops, domes, just smooth. I can't see them here, windows or anything like that. There seem to be roads, wide roads that wind around through the domes. On the right there's some tall structure. I don't understand. At least that's where the things that are going up in the air are coming from. As well as you can, describe the taller structure. Well, it seems circular on the very top, but it's much taller than the rest of the city. It's like a long diamond shape, except that it goes in the middle instead of out. It's circular at the bottom and at the top. In other words, IT's like a big hourglass? Right. Okay. Now the forms going up in the air. Are they coming from the top of this structure? I don't know. At first I saw something go up, maybe two things go up, now I don't see them. Things? Like what? Objects. Solid objects? Balloons? No, solid objects. Round. A craft? Most probably. It's too hard to say. Was there any sound involved? Number okay. But there was a light that was in this? Yes. Here is further information on the craft which seemed to be coming out of the tall structure. B. What about travel? Do you have vehicles? Somehow. From the. How do you travel from one city to another? On the ground, or up off the ground? I saw, from the top of this, I can't tell if it's the temple, I think. I can't tell if it's the temple, but it's a rounded building from the top of which metallic, round vehicles come and go. I just see the glimmer in the night. Okay, describe those vehicles. Do they have wings, like airplanes? No, no, No. They. Pause. How do they lift up and support themselves? And how do they go? It has to do again with these things. Invisible kinds. The electromagnetic wires. It's invisible, but it has to do with that. Yes. But it's. They're metallic. I can only see them from a distance. Have you been in them? At this moment I am looking from a distance. As. There seems to be dot, there seems to be what? The way of seeing out comes from the side. There is a, as in a brim of a hat, all around, sloping slightly upward to the windows around, and then a slightly sloped top, but mostly these that I see are, not flat but more round, more flat than elevated. They're round, with the lip of the hat going slightly upward, and windows around at that point where it meets. The top with nothing on. The top is smooth, and silver, blank. It has almost a white light in the starlight. There are more than one, they are to be used. The craft sounds suspiciously like what we would call flying saucers, a very painstaking description from a subject who had not previously pored over pictures of such vehicles. B also tells us about what communications are like on Otherworld. What about communications from one city to another? Did you communicate? Invisible wires. Wires, that comes to mind. They were wires but they were not visible. Did you communicate with Mag? Yes, go ahead. Ah. Not. Magnetic. I don't know the concept. I know, I can't, it was through hidden wires. Wires hidden, they were not visible. But they had to do with something magnetic, electromagnetic. I don't know what, but they were ours, the communication of the power from the temple, and any communication needed came from those. Came from this. But it was like invisible lines going out that had power. Although each subject was questioned to some extent about the political and governmental setup of their country or planet, no information was forthcoming from these people, who in their other world life must have been quite uninvolved in politics, either because of their place within their society allowing them freedom from the day-to-day politics of the culture, or because their culture was not a politically structured one. It seems possible that people who have mastered the extra-physical dimensions described earlier, and who are telepathic, might well be able to function as a society without the ponderous bureaucracy and decision-making machinery of our political systems. The Otherworlders had a good deal of trouble trying to express where their planet was in relation to Earth. See, can you give me any idea of which planet we are talking about? Number all right. Now, in terms of Earth time, are you aware of other planets in the solar system other than your own? Yes. All right. Are you aware of planet Earth? Number all right. Which planets are you familiar with? Do you know any of them by name, or do you call them names? I don't know. Are you of the same solar system as the Earth? Do you have the same sun? Number a different sun? Yes. A different universe, then? Same universe, different time. Different dimension. All right. Same universe, but in a different dimension of that same universe? Yes, that's right. All right, I understand. In terms of time, how would you describe that as related to Earth time or universal time? Time. I see more. I see time easily. I am not as able to move about, yet I can. Time is more like water. It is more easily penetrated. So you do have an understanding of time, and a way to deal with it, then? Yes. Now, the fact that you are 10 years of age, would those 10 years relate to 10 years of Earth time? It is of the body. There is more room in time. We can move about and live and be in more depth. A. How far is Earth from where you are, in any terms of measurement that you use? There is no measurement. It is just there. It is a different dimension? Can you see the Earth, from that place? Number one last note about the other world environment, their relationship with the animals, fish, birds, animals. They are there, but they are there as a guest when they are there. They are not always there, but they will come and visit. B. But you have an animal kingdom there? They are there, but I don't see them now. But they are there and they are our friends. From your memory, are they similar to Earth animals? I don't see them. But there are animals there, that are. Can you communicate with them? Without words.